All right, everybody, what's up? And this is the very first episode of my podcast, the Not Just a Wrestling Podcast. And we do mean that, not just a wrestling podcast. We're going to be talking about everything, man, all the way from UFC to movies to politics, the economy, Seth Rollins, Raw, SmackDown, AEW. We're going to cover it all. I want to make this one of the only unique podcasts that cover everything across the entire spectrum. So without further ado, introduce my boy, Jules Bell, who we got right here, the man, Julian Bell, the GOAT, my best friend, one of my stand-up guys, right-hand man. He's here live with us. He's got to speak up. I got him on Facebook Live. And by the way, I appreciate all you guys tuning in to YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe and leave comments below. Also, shout out to everybody streaming on Spotify. Definitely appreciate all your love and support. First episode ever, so we're going to see where this goes. But Jules, say what's up to everybody, man. How you feeling tonight?
What's going on, everybody? Feeling good. Feeling good.
All right, man. So you did catch SmackDown tonight, right?
Yes, got it.
Okay, awesome. And there's Jules, everybody. There's. Well, you got him in the ring light, but Jules, because you out in where you at right now? You in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Arizona. I am in Los Angeles, so we do link up for shows as we go, guys. I know we got. Are you doing Survivor Series? Okay, so we're going to be at Survivor Series, so I'm excited about that because we're going to do a pod there. Actually, I plan on doing two pods on Survivor Series weekend, one with just us, and then I want to do one at the actual show where we're going to talk to, like, random fans. It's going to be a very good time. I'm super excited about it. But anyways, let's get back on. So SmackDown tonight, obviously, now I'm not going to lie to you guys, I was also watching football tonight, Did I catch the whole show? No, but I did catch like the very important parts. Obviously, AJ Lee's back. We're gonna get to that in just a second. But also, John Cena comes out, and then obviously we get an impromptu match with John Cena and Sami Zayn. An amazing match. Those guys tore the house down. I feel like with this also being John Cena's last match ever on SmackDown. I feel like it was a passing of the torch to Sami Zayn in a major way for him to have Sami Zayn as his last opponent. You got to believe that it was Cena that picked his last opponent. So I think that's a huge nod towards Sami. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not a super huge Sami Zayn guy. You know, and Jules, and not that I hate him or anything. It's just that certain people. And you guys are going to see as we go through episode after episode of this, there's just certain people, and y'all are going to probably call me a hater or something or whatever, but there's just certain people that I will say, right, there's two types of wrestlers, right? Well, there's three for me. So there's the one that I really, really like, right? I mean, like, they can do no wrong. Like, guys like Roman, everybody knows I'm the biggest Roman fan of all time. So you guys try to hop in the comments and try to come for my tribal chief, I'm going to come for you, okay? You can't do that, okay? So then you got the other type of wrestler where I don't hate them, but I'm not, like, super big on them, and I just don't see them yet in the main event. I see them as, like, maybe like a low or a top mid-carder, but I just don't believe in them going all the way to the top. And then you have the third group, and Jules knows about these guys, where I can't stand these motherfuckers. Like, I can't stand them. Guys like Mark Briscoe, can't stand him. Can't stand him, right? Joe Hendry, can't stand him, right? So those are the list of people that I just really can't stand, right? So that's my three categories, okay? But anyways, so Sammy falls into, for me, category number two. I've always seen him as okay. Like, he's an okay guy, but I'm not, like, he doesn't really get me super excited, and I really don't see him in the main event. But I will not lie to you guys, after tonight's match against John Cena on SmackDown, I'm kind of seeing Sammy as maybe, you know, that main event guy. I think he's kind of where Jey Uso was last year, where Jey was just getting that rub. And even with Jey, I was kind of the same way. Okay, you know, I don't really see him. And now I see Jey Uso as a main eventer. So we're going to see where that goes with Sami Zayn. You know, what do you feel about that, Jules?
Like you said, whether it's going to happen now or whether it's going to happen later on, he's definitely going to be a main eventer. probably, of course, we may even, you know, we'll see how far he goes in the Royal Rumble. So that's going to be another aspect.
You said in the Royal Rumble?
Yes, the Royal Rumble.
You're going all the way to the Royal Rumble? You got this man winning the Royal Rumble, is what you're trying to tell me.
Hey, we don't, listen, we don't know. He could.
I don't like, okay, first of all, let's like, see, think about Jules, right? Bless his heart. He's all over the place. Okay. But, okay. So we're in September, right? He's the United States champion right now. Let's see what goes on with this run, what he does with this run. I'm not going to rule that out, but I feel like it's way too early to be picking winners for the Royal Rumble. But you heard it here first. But you know what? We're going to hold you to that. So, you know, when we get to January time frame, right, you know, I'm going to be talking to you. You know, we're going to see what's up.
Let me share some, a little bit of news with you.
Oh. So
basically, the higher-ups right now, the reason Sami Zayn does have the U.S. title right now, they're basically doing a trial run. So it's basically a trial run just to see how he does. And if he does well, then, you know, they may think about throwing him into that main event spot come WrestleMania season. So, like you said, we'll see what happens.
Okay. That's a fair take. He got me on that one. He got me on that one, guys. I don't have an answer for that. I don't have an answer for that. Okay. Okay. The trial run, because this happened, you know what? This happened with Jey Uso. Jey Uso, with the Intercontinental title, and then shortly after loses the Intercontinental title, and then they go ahead and put the world title on him. So that's very interesting to see. So maybe like the same thing with Sami Zayn, U.S. title run going into the Rumble, wins the Rumble type thing, perhaps. Okay. So, but let's not deviate away from the main result of that match. Obviously, now, I take pride in myself because I called it in our group chat earlier. I called it. I'm watching this match. I'm looking at, okay, you got two babyface guys because now we know that John Cena is a good guy again. So I'm like, hey, there's no way they're going to let John Cena take this belt off of Sami Zayn after Sami just lost it. I'm sorry, after Sami just won it, what, like last week, right? Like last week. He just won it last week. So I was like, and then number two, it would be pointless to give John Cena another U.S. title run. It's not like he's never held the belt before, and it wouldn't make any sense for the fact that he just lost the Undisputed Championship to Cody Rhodes. If you wanted the belt on John Cena, then you would have kept the Undisputed belt on him over SummerSlam, which didn't happen. So none of those circumstances made any sense, and also you don't want John Cena to go in and just beat Sami Zayn and make him look weak. So I was thinking to myself, hey, you know who we haven't seen since the first time? Brock Lesnar. So I said, before he came out there, right, I said Brock Lesnar at some point is going to cost Cena this match, which is going to help Sami Zayn retain the title and look strong, and it's going to build for John Cena and Brock Lesnar to face off down the line, which happened. So super proud of myself because I called that, right? So somebody get your boy Bruce Pritchard on the phone. I'm going to need a job and, you know, creative, baby. You know what I mean? But no, on a serious note, though, right? So I was like, oh, shit. Like, I called it. But, I mean, it was the only scenario that I saw that made sense. Or some people were saying maybe Solo, Solo would come running in because, you know, him and Sami still had beef with the U.S. title. But him and Solo still have plenty of time to do whatever they're going to do with their program, which obviously I'm pretty sure we're going to see Solo pop back up and come back after Sami pretty soon. But yeah, so now we've had that established. Now, did they announce, so are we getting Brock Lesnar and Cena at WrestlePalooza, or is that happening at Survivor Series, or what do you feel about it?
Basically, we're getting at WrestlePalooza.
Okay, and I feel like they're, I mean, and that's fair. I'm not mad at it. Like, they're stacking that card. Obviously, it's a major, the WrestlePalooza event, ESPN, first PLE event ever on ESPN, major landmark or whatever you want to call it, footprint in the history of the company, right? Obviously, since, I would say this is the biggest thing since the Raw Netflix premiere, right? So definitely, you know, with that, they're going to stack the card. We're getting, obviously, Rock Cena, and then we're getting AJ Lee, you know, and Punk versus Becky and Seth. So we're getting all these things going on. It sounds like it's going to be at least, well, a 3-4 hour show, right? Maybe like a 3-4 hour.
It's gonna be about 4 hours.
Yeah, about a 4 hour show. So yeah, we're going to get a decent show. And obviously, maybe I'm being a little bit biased because, like I said, so I'm here in Los Angeles. Survivor Series is in San Diego, which is only like 2 hours away from me. I'm going to be at the show. So maybe I'm being a little bit biased. And you guys know how it is. When you know you're going to be attending a live show, you want, like, you want all the matches on your show that you're going to be at. So I think, you know, for the past few weeks, people have had to endure me going around and being a little selfish and wanting a supercard at Survivor Series just because just because it's going to be, you know, in my city, basically. But about myself, a lot of times, you know, I'll travel to a show. I'll fly out to a show if I feel like it's worth me, you know, doing all of that or spending the, not spending the money because money's not an issue, but as far as just the time to take out to go to a show, which make no mistake, we're going to get on ticket prices and some stuff in a little bit, but I ain't there yet. I ain't there yet. But okay, we're going to get there. We're going to get there, okay? So, but moving on, second biggest thing that went down. Let me check my notes here. You know, I had some notes for tonight's pod, man. You know, I'm trying to be all professional. Like I got that. Okay, so yeah, let's talk about it, man. AJ Lee, right? So, of course, Becky Lynch, CM Punk do their same spill that happened on Monday with, you know, Becky once again slapping, pushing around Punk. Obviously, the crowd's chanting for AJ Lee. First of all, we all knew AJ Lee was coming back. So I feel like, I mean, I've never been the guy to complain about leaks and about spoilers. I mean, we live in the age of social media, but obviously, but you know what? Even though, I mean, this time, wasn't it like the, what was it? Like the WWE merch website or something that leaked something?
Yeah, so basically what happened, the WWE merching website, basically on their Twitter, they had put up, AJ Lee, kind of like her t-shirt merchandise or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they quickly took it down.
Okay, yeah. That's what happened. So this time, that was actually on the company themselves. That, you know what I mean? It is what it is on that one. So I guess I can't blame the fans for that one. But, you know, but a lot of times we do ruin it for ourselves. But this time it was on them. But still, we were still excited. Nevertheless, obviously, as the rest of you already saw, even if you missed the show, I'm pretty sure you already saw it online. It's videos everywhere. AJ Lee comes out there, beats up Becky, and now, obviously, we're setting up for the mixed tag match. Like I said, CM Punk, AJ Lee versus Becky Lynch, and the visionary, my man Seth Rollins. I like Seth Rollins, regardless if he is a heel or a face. He's one of the very few wrestlers that I like no matter what he's doing. He's doing some of his best work right now. So is Becky Lynch doing some of her best work right now. So, I think it's going to be a great match. Again, I'm happy to see AJ Lee back. And for all you freaking, you out of shape, couch, fake ass, wannabe GMs, whatever you think you are, decision makers, because I'm sick of already seeing in the comments online people saying, oh, well, I don't know why everybody's so excited. Because she's only back for one match. You don't know shit. Were you there signing a contract? First of all, Triple H uploaded a video of her signing a contract. This is what I believe, which I'm not going to act like I'm an expert either on her contract. But I'm pretty sure she has more than one match agreement. And she's going to be around for a while. You even have Nikki Bella that signed. And we got Jules saying something.
Well, let me stop you right there.
Oh, what? What?
So more breaking news.
Okay.
So also, it comes to find out that she did sign the contract, and she signed basically a multi-year deal with the company.
There you go. There you have it.
It's not just a one-off type deal that she does.
Right. There you go. There you go. And, I mean, the other aspect of it, you have her husband with her on the road. I mean, why not? To me, it's a perfect setup. CM Punk is full-time. She's full-time. They're on the road together. why not, right? And I mean, now she, it just adds depth to the women's division. That not that it needs depth, but it adds more depth. Now we have so many dream matches or matches that people want to see. Me being a big gamer, I'm kind of excited to have her added to the DLC, which I'm pretty sure that's going to happen at some point with the update. WWE 2K25, we're going to get AJ Lee on there. Obviously, if you're like me, maybe you already had her from Community Creations, but I think it's something special when you can get a character uploaded to the actual real authentic character from 2K. It's just something different about that. So I'm excited for that, even the small stuff like that. I'm excited for the merch, things of that nature. I'm just excited to see what she does even after WrestlePalooza. I'm pretty sure I'm already making a prediction for WrestlePalooza. I'm pretty sure her and CM Punk are gonna go over. They're gonna win that match. I mean, it's AJ Lee's first match back in 10 years. She's definitely gonna win that match. As a matter of fact, I think they'll probably most likely protect Seth Rollins by having AJ Lee pin Becky Lynch, which this is what I would do. I would have AJ Lee pin Becky Lynch, have Becky Lynch put over AJ Lee at WrestlePalooza, which then sets up the fact that AJ Lee can come and say, hey, well, look, I just pinned the women's Intercontinental Champion, right? So, hey, you know, that puts me in line for a shot at the Intercontinental title, right? Which honestly makes a lot of sense now. A lot of people felt like or wanted to see Nikki Bella win the Intercontinental Championship, which she didn't at Clash in Paris. But now that we have AJ Lee back, I would much rather see AJ Lee beat Becky Lynch for the Intercontinental title down the line at a Survivor Series. Hey, give me that match at Survivor Series. Give me AJ Lee. Give me Becky Lynch. Give me the Intercontinental title. I want all the bells and whistles. Give it to me. You know what I mean? I want it. You know what I mean? Give me that. Give me that match. So I'm calling it. So y'all let me know how y'all feel about that in the comments, but I'm calling that, okay? So we had all that happen. So, and obviously the show goes off the air. I mean, dude, look, she's been working out, man. Her legs looking good. You know, she got some hang time back there going on. You know what I mean? I mean, she looking good. She, you know what I mean? Looking good. Like, you know, looking like she's, you know, ready to get in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and put some boots to asses out here. So I'm loving it, man. So I'm excited. I mean, honestly, I'm 37. So I'm not gonna say I don't remember WrestlePalooza, but I was very young when the original one happened. So I really had to jog my memory when they brought the name up, and I really wasn't. And I'm still not a super fan of the name of the show, but it's kind of growing on me. And maybe not even the name, just the card that they're building and the fact that this, once again, is the first PLE on ESPN. I think that's super exciting. So I think that's what it is. But
let me give you a little quick history on it. Basically, what it was an original ECW pay-per-view. So basically, that's where it came from. And basically, WWE, of course, brought the rights to the pay-per-view, of course, when ECW shut down and everything. They went on ahead and signed the rights for the pay-per-view. So.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that much I knew that it came from ECW, but, I was super young back then. So, but, I mean, you know, I guess it's cool, you know. I guess so. I do kind of like the logo, like the black and yellow looking thing or whatever, or whatever it's like a light or dark blue or whatever, the logo. So we'll see what happens. But I mean, I think it's going to be a great show. So I'm excited for that. And of course we got other shows. I mean, other brands, like you got AEW All Out coming up. So we got a decent amount of PLEs or special events popping up in the month of September. So, but the one I'm looking forward to the most is obviously WrestlePalooza this month, speaking wise. So there's that. So like I said, that's how the show ended. I didn't see all the SmackDown tonight, which is super rare for me because I was watching the football. But I will go back and watch the rest of the show. But I feel like that's the major parts. There, the two major parts that went down for me, that mattered the most that I did see. So, we'll see what goes down with that. So, yo, let's talk about our final topic of the night, man. Let's get into it, man. So, I mean, it's been trending over, with us, this Raja. And I guess I lied because this is a two-part ending. I'm going to kind of switch into. I'm not going to spend too much time on this one, but Raja Jackson, man, now I'm hearing that obviously we know the story. Unless you live under a damn rock, you know the story of Raja Jackson, you know, going off the rails and almost killing a wrestler in the ring that he shouldn't have been in. And, you know, we know how the whole thing went down with that. If you don't know, you know, Google his name and check the story out. I'm not going to go over the whole thing, but... now what I'm hearing is that his dad, Rampage Jackson, did speak and he expressed his disappointment in his son, which I'm happy to hear that he's taken accountability for what his son did. I'm not saying it's his fault directly, but he's at least acknowledging that his son was in the wrong. So that is good, which he was. But now they're saying that Raja could be away. Well, not could be. They're waiting. Like, I guess they've already been notified that Raja would be facing criminal charges. Now, that was a couple of days ago. I lost track of the story. I don't know if, Jules, do you have any updates on the Raja Jackson?
So right now, I mean, what's going on, I haven't, to be honest, I really haven't heard any pending charges against him right now. Only thing I know as of right now is just, you know, pretty much the same story, pretty much what happened. But as far as charges go, I haven't really heard about anything.
Okay. Yeah. Same with me, man. Like, I try to check the sites. I keep up with everything, but I'm busy with work and everything else. That's it. It's just plain. I mean, honestly, anybody with half a brain knows that what he did was criminal. It shouldn't happen. And you guys that are saying, oh, well, he got hit in the head with a can. First of all, it was a prop can. He didn't even feel it. It wasn't like he took any damage. And then even after the fact, they had already squashed it. The other guy, well, the wrestler, he apologized and they moved on. Also, not only Raja should be held accountable, but also the promoter that told him, that's on video of him telling him to give him a receipt. So, it's all there. Like, it's on social media. It's on video. The proof is there. So I don't really see him getting out of this. I do think he needs to face some jail time so he can learn, learn not to do stupid things like this. I mean, he doesn't belong and he should be banned from, any type of promotions, especially wrestling, MMA backgrounds. He should be banned because this is somebody that can't be trusted in those environments. That's just what it is. So I know that there's a bunch of clowns out there that for some reason, I don't know what y'all's thought process are, or if y'all are too stupid to process common sense, or maybe you're not just reading or getting all the information. You even have some people trying to make it into a racist, which I don't know how the hell that's even possible, trying to make it into a racist situation. But that's a whole nother conversation for a different day, right? But So we'll keep track of that, and then hopefully he gets what he deserves, man. But overall, the most important thing, I'm glad that the wrestler is out of the hospital. He's doing well. Blessings to him and his family, and good luck with him down the line with everything. That's that. I'm not gonna waste any more time on Raja Jackson on this pod. But really, it pisses me off, right? Like, so y'all can see that I'm getting kind of tight. But you know what I mean? So we're not going to do it. But we're going to move on to what I want to talk about. So there's been a trend. And when I say trend, I do mean that because I feel like it's a trend with these wrestling, whatever you want to call them, social media, wrestling influencers, news pages, news outlets, where it's been a popular trend to attack TKO, to attack Triple H, to attack Nick Khan, all those guys, over the so-called surging of ticket prices and the changes being made with the ESPN app and the streaming, right? Let's talk about the streaming, right? First of all, so I'm not going to get into, I'm not going to make this into a pocket watching session, right? And when I say that, I'm not going to get it because everybody's in a different financial boat, whatever it is. That ain't none of my business. I do well for myself. I have all, legally, I have all of the streaming apps, right? Anything you think of, like Netflix, whatever's out there, Hulu, Paramount, whatever you want, Peacock, I have all of them. I have all of them, right? And so, because I'm not gonna lie to you, man, like a couple times, I was like, hey, you know what? I can probably, just because like me, even though I can afford these things, you know, I don't like to waste money either on stuff that I'm not using. But every time, I will say, right, they got the game figured out, because every time I try to cancel a service, I say, hey, you know what? I'm going to get rid of Disney. I don't need it. But then, oh, here's a new TV show that now is only going to be on Disney. That now I got to keep Disney so I can watch it. Oh, you know what? I get rid of HBO Max. Oh, well, HBO Max has now only got this. Oh, I can get rid of Stars. Oh, well, you get rid of Stars. Now you can't watch BMF. Now you can't watch Power. Now you can't watch all the other shows, right? So, and again, those are the shows that I like to watch. Now, you know, you may not like to watch those shows. And maybe it's legit like an app where it's like, hey, you know what? I don't watch any of this shit. I'm going to get rid of it, whatever, right? But, so you got to look at what WWE is doing, right? So everybody's complaining. There's so many other options. If you can't afford a lot of these apps, well, first of all, you got Netflix. Netflix has dramatically increased their price. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really keep up with it. I think it's like 20 something a month or something like that, or whatever it is. What is it? $20? What is it?
$29.
It's $29 a month. Okay. So that's what we're paying. Right. And this is not like me trying to flex on y'all. This is what it is. Like I got the money. Like I don't even really keep track of it. I literally have a separate account that takes care of microtransactions where all that stuff comes out. Like I don't even think about it. Right. So like I have all these other little small things, subscriptions that I have, or whatever, right? So that's why I had to ask him how much it even was, right? So I'm not gonna get rid of Netflix. Like Netflix is staple in my house. Like obviously, like even like coming up, what, next weekend, you got the, what's that fight? Now you got Canelo and what's his face? And Crawford, Canelo and Crawford. That's gonna be on Netflix, right? Because I have Netflix, I don't have to go out to the bar where I promise you, like when Canelo or Crawford fights, the bars get packed. Everywhere gets packed. Everybody shows up. And that's just when, in the past, when these guys have fought, you know, other random people or whatever that may have not been as big as them, just because one of them were fighting, people still showed up. You know what I mean? So you can imagine what these crowds are going to look like on the 13th when these guys face off, right? So you're thinking... Right. So you thinking, oh, I'm not paying for Netflix. I'm gonna go to the bar, which to me is crazy because you're going to go to the bar. And if it's all about saving money, to me, it's crazy because I promise you're going to spend more than a Netflix subscription. Like most of these places are going to charge you at least like $20 to $50 to get in. And then depending where you go, I mean, even if you go to a bar that's free, you're going to have food. You're going to have drinks. It's going to be more than $25. You know what I mean? You're going to spend more. Or maybe if it's the value for you or whatever. And I'm using that as an example because it's the same thing with everything, with WWE, right? So instead of me having to go over the place, I have that. It's the convenience of having all these things at home where I don't have to go anywhere, right? So you have Monday Night Raw that comes on Netflix, and then they did a pretty good deal, and everybody's bitching about, like, the whole ESPN thing. And honestly, my thing is, now I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a super expert on the ESPN setup, but I believe so. I already had ESPN Plus, which I think I could be wrong. I think that ESPN Plus was replaced by the new app. Is that what happened?
So, give you a little bit more information here.
Hey, look, that's why I got him on the pod. All right, let's go ahead. Yeah.
Give you a little bit more information here, so. The ESPN app, so ESPN Plus, so that won't carry you know, WWE, the network or whatever the case is to watch the PLE. So you'll definitely have to buy the ESPN, ESPN app itself. So if you already have Disney, you already have Hulu, you're pretty much good to go. And they have two options. So you could do $29.99, or you could do the whole full year, which is, I believe, $38. So $38. So you could do the standalone, or you could do it with the bundle, which is Hulu. You do I think not YouTube TV, but Hulu and Disney, Hulu, Disney, and ESPN. So you'll get all three of those into the package.
Yeah, that's what I have now. So now I have I have Hulu, Disney, and I have ESPN in the bundle. That's what I've been had. So I don't know. Do I need to like switch it? I guess, right?
No, you good.
So I'm good. So like, and see, even me, like, again, guys, I don't keep up because I can afford this stuff, guys. I don't care. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, whatever. Like, right? The only time I have a concern is when I turn on my TV and then something's not working, and I'm like, oh, why do I have this? And if I don't have it, then I'm gonna figure out how to get it. I'm gonna pay for it and buy it. That's just what it is. That's as simple as that for me, right? And again, this is not like trying to flex or talk out on anybody, but it's like this, right? And really, here's what I'm tired of, right? So first of all, I'm going to tell you guys what I'm tired of, and then I'm going to tell you how I can help you. Well, not I can help you, how you can help yourself. So the first thing, here's what's not helping. Coming online and telling everybody how broke you are and how you can't afford and how the $30 or they're doing too much or whatever you're saying, right? People are coming in the comments, oh, I'm going to stop watching WWE. This is my last week. Dude, no one gives a shit, dude. Like, literally, we don't give a shit. TKO doesn't give a shit. Triple H doesn't give a shit. Nobody. And then first of all, most of you are full of shit. Like, you're not going to stop watching. You're either going to go ahead and pay for it anyways, or you're going to go to a friend's house or use their account or family or get someone to pay for it. You're gonna find a way to keep watching, or at the minimum, you're gonna keep up with the headlines. You're gonna be on YouTube watching the clips or on the social media or whatever. You're gonna keep up with it. You're not going anywhere. I mean, even if you do, the rest of us don't give a shit. So it gets annoying because, like, and then a lot of, I blame the social media platforms also really more than the fans, because the social media platforms, and that's what I meant about the trend. The trend is to make TKO look terrible, right? So they post all these things and try to rage bait the fans into complaining about the prices of the streaming services, complaining about the prices of the tickets, right? Even with that, right? And so all of it wrapped into a nutshell, right? There's so many other things that I can go in detail of, but just all of it together, right? Complaining about tickets. First of all, I will say this, and people are talking about, oh, well, with ticket prices, people are like, oh, well, back in the day. Well, first of all, it's not back in the day. It's 2025. Like, you have people that will comment like, I last went to a show in 1995 and I was able to sit at the ringside for $30. Well, too bad, buddy. It's not happening in 2025 for $30. It's just not, right? So, you know, so that's just what it is. So, I mean, last time I checked, I mean, you can hop your ass in a DeLorean and go back in time and go sit at, you know, your $30 seat and shut the fuck up. But that's probably not possible. So what is possible is that you just can't afford it. And that's the reality. Okay, so that's the reality, right? Just because you can't afford something, right? Here's the thing, right? First of all, here's my take. Expensive does not exist. Expensive does not exist because expensive is only something that's expensive to you in your particular situation, or expensive to you in a certain amount of people that can't afford it, right? Somebody like me that can afford it is not going to look at a $300 to $700 ticket to a PLE. I'm not going to look at that as expensive because I can afford it. I'm going to say, okay, cool. Hey, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. It's just that simply I can afford it, right? Or it might be a good deal, or it might be okay. But either way, I can afford it. I'm going to buy it. That's the end of it. I'm not going to be like, oh, that's expensive, because it's not to me. So expensive is an opinion. Expensive is an opinion. Expensive is based on your tax bracket and what level you're at in life. That's just what it is. And guess what? I have friends in several industries, people that have a shit ton more money than me. Like, I'm certainly not poor, but I'm also not rich. And guess what? There are things that they spend money on that I cannot spend money on. Why? Because guess what? For my bracket and my situation, guess what? It's expensive, but that's at my level. But I can't go get mad at those industries and be like, oh, well, you're outpricing, you know, and then all this shit you guys are saying, oh, well, they're outpricing the fans. Like, no, like, they're outpricing broke ass people that can't afford to go to the show. And that's on you. That's on you. These guys still got to make a living. This is a business. If this was your business, you wouldn't give a shit. You'd be like, oh, you'd be saying the same thing I'm saying right now. You'd be saying too bad, too sad, because that's how shit goes. It's businesses. That's how business goes. You have to make a profit, right? So at the end of the day, and if you're in a situation, on a serious note, guys, if you're in a situation where you can't afford simple things, or these things are hard, like, maybe, no, not maybe, your last priority should be worrying about affording to go to a WWE show or any other show or any other form of entertainment. You shouldn't even be on social media. You shouldn't even exist on social media. You should be going to get some money, some what the old people say, some greenbacks, some dead presidents. That's what you should be trying to do. Like, you know what I mean? You should not be in my comments or any other comments talking about anything else other than getting money. Should be your focus all day, every day. Okay? So, that's my spill on it. So, I'm just sick of hearing you guys. Like, it is not TKO. It is not Triple H's responsibility to make sure that you can afford to go to these things that you are claimed to be a fan of. And I'm going to wrap this pod up here. I got to get out of here. I'm gonna go see The Conjuring tonight. So, I'm trying to hurry up. I got an 11 o'clock show to make. I have a date, actually, as well. So, I got to get up out of here to do that, right? So, what I was trying to get to is that, well, I wouldn't call it a date, but I probably should have said all that. I should have said all that. But whatever, okay? But that's off topic. I'm getting off topic. Jules up here laughing at me. He's up here laughing. I put him on blast. He's up here laughing at me and shit, man. He's making me laugh over here. But, put my business out in the streets. You know what I mean? But just going out with some friends tonight and going to get something to eat and going to catch the Conjuring Last Rites. I'm a big movie buff, guys, as well. So y'all going to be getting some movie reviews on here. I'm on top of it. When I have time, you know, if it's a big release, I'm going. And I'll let you guys know whether it's worth going or not, right? But to get back on topic, we got to just stop it. You have to be, as a fan, if you're a real fan, think about it, right? So even with other industries, right? Think about the NBA, the NFL, MLB, soccer, boxing, whatever. All these other industries have high ticket prices. Go look at the NBA ticket price. Go look at the Super Bowl prices, right? Damn near, if you're not like basically rich, you ain't going to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? But you ain't never heard. And I mean, well, I ain't gonna say never heard, but for the most part, you don't see like this max outrage. You don't see this trending outrage from NFL fans saying, oh, it's too much money. Oh, they're outpricing us. You don't see this mass outrage from the NBA. Oh, there's too much money. They're outpricing us. You don't see that because they're real fans. They're either going to or make sure they have the money to go and support their favorite team, and they're going to suck it up and do what they got to do. Or even if they can't afford it, they're going to still be a fan, but they're going to stay at home, and they're going to watch the games in silence and peace at home. And that's the end of it. They're not going to hop on social media and be like, oh, well, the NBA tickets are costing too much. And I'm not going to say that nobody ever in history of time complained about an NFL or NBA ticket. But again, my point is, I haven't seen it. It hasn't been enough to where it's been a trending topic. It hasn't been enough where I had to spend an extra 10 minutes on my podcast that should have been over 10 minutes ago to tell you motherfuckers about yourself. So that's what I'm saying. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. So this is the issues that we're having, right? And this is one of the main reasons why I'm doing this pod, right? They're like, Trell, why are you doing the pod? Because the world needs, they need Trell. They need this voice on a pod. The IWC, whatever you want to call it, wrestling community needs this voice. I am here to say the things that a lot of people are afraid to say or they can't say. A lot of these wrestlers that have podcasts, they can't come out here and just let you guys have it because it's going to be backlash. It's going to make them look bad. It's going to be PR issues. I don't give a shit. I am a diehard fan. Again, I'm 37 years old. I've been watching wrestling since I was 6, and I never stopped. I'm not one of those clowns who are like, oh, well, you know, because Stone Cold and The Rock left, I stopped watching, then I came back. Oh, goofy-ass boy. No, I've been here since day one, and I ain't going to stop until they put me in the ground. Matter of fact, when they put me in the ground, I'm going to haunt everybody and come back as a ghost and continue watching wrestling. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Right? So I consider myself a diehard fan, but I think you have a level above that as a super fan. And I can sit, and I'm going to wrap this up here, but I consider myself a diehard fan because I mean, Monday Night Raw, SmackDown. And again, I watch all of it. AEW, all that stuff, right? TNA. You can ask Jules. Like, if I can't catch the show live, I'm going to catch it that same day. Even if, you know, it's late that night, I'm going to stay up before I go to bed and watch the show. Like I told you guys, I missed some of SmackDown. I'm going to go to a late dinner, go to movies, whatever. I'm going to come back. It doesn't matter. Even if it's like tomorrow morning, like tonight, whatever, I'm going to catch the rest of SmackDown. I watch these shows, right? So I'm like, and I'm always at shows. I think this year alone, I'm already like 3 or 4 shows in this year of live shows that I've attended. There's definitely an episode of Raw that I'll be attending in October. Definitely Survivor Series. I've been to 8 WrestleManias. I'm currently on a streak of, what am I on, like my 3rd straight or what, a 4th straight or something like that? My 4th straight Mania was this past in Vegas. I did Philadelphia. We did Dallas. We did all the other shows. Me and Jules, we do WrestleMania every year. We're going back again to Vegas next year. Super excited about that. Y'all was bitching about that. Y'all was bitching about them going back to Vegas or whatever, right? Whatever, like, whatever. I love it. Vegas was a good time. It was an easy trip for me. 4-hour drive in the car. You know, I got my car out there. I'm good. You know, I could have flew, but I like to have my car. So whatever. So that's what we do. But I consider myself a diehard fan. The reason I don't, though, a super fan, I feel like a super fan is somebody, which I don't do a lot of that. Like Jules is like a super fan because this motherfucker, he gonna get up at 5 a.m. to go stand in line to get a picture with an autograph from John Cena or whoever he got to do. And he done met everybody. He done met everybody. I feel like they even know who he is. If they saw him on the street, they would stop and speak to him. You know what I mean? Like, they'd be like, oh yeah, this Julian from last year. Like they probably know this dude. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the level that this dude is on. That's what I'm telling you. Y'all don't really know him like that, but y'all gonna get to know Julian Bell. Like, he is one of the goated wrestling fans that I've ever ran into, right? So.
Let's talk about him just real fast. Green shirt guy. Y'all getting on this man. Let me talk about
him. Oh, yeah, the green shirt guy. Go ahead. Yeah.
Y'all getting on him because this man is sitting in the front row every time. Y'all don't know this man's money. They came out with the report that this man bought the elite package for WrestleMania 41. So, y'all talking about this man, you know, oh, he undercover with WWE and all that. No, he bought the elite package and everything. And he gets, and matter of fact, let me go one step further. He actually has a... he's invested with them. So he's invested with WWE. So he puts money into that. So basically they know him, basically. So because he has a legitimate kind of like partnership with WWE a little bit. So That's the way that is. That's how he gets them front row seats all the time. So.
Right. And you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. And then earlier, there was some clown that I was talking to. Well, I wasn't talking to, but he was, like, in the comments saying whatever on one of the pages on social media on Instagram. So then he's talking about, WrestleMania tickets are, like, $70,000 for the ringside. First of all, I don't know what he's even talking about. Like, I'm not going to act like super expensive tickets don't exist at WrestleMania, right, or at these events. But a lot of these are special sessions and suites.
One more time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So the $70,000 that he's looking at, he's basically looking at the packages. So the packages go from like $70,000, $50,000, and I think the lowest one is like $30,000. So that's what he's looking at. And this is another thing. We talk about this. Y'all only looking at the ringside packages. Everything else in the arena or stadium is going to be like a lot more cheaper and everything as far as ticket price. So y'all just looking at one specific area and y'all complaining, oh my God, it's $70,000, $60,000. Y'all know y'all can't sit in the front row. Don't be doing that, getting other fans all up in the air talking about, oh, you know, it's too high to go. And it's really not too high to go. You're only spending between $100 and $200 for a ticket at least off top.
Right. Now I'm gonna tell you something. Now I'm gonna stop him there. Okay. Now I'm gonna tell you something about Drew. All right. Now I'll tell you something about Drew. Now he's got this thing, right, where he'll cash out. When it comes to like a damn belt, he gonna spend $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, okay, on a belt, championship belt, which is cool. I got some belts too. Y'all probably gonna see them. So first of all, I got this ghetto. Well, I don't wanna say ghetto, but this is my first episode, so I'm still setting up my podcast area and my home here. But it's gonna look a lot better. I'm gonna have some stuff up, right? But anyway, but back on topic, but he'll spend money on these belts, whatever, right? And then he'll spend money on like the appearances and the signings. Now, when we start talking about tickets, now sometimes we're gonna see what he does for Survivor Series. But sometimes this dude, he'll spend $100 and he'll what y'all call the nosebleeds, but he'll sit up in the sky with Jesus Christ. He'll sit up in the sky. That's what I like. Because listen, if you go to a stadium show and I would say this, if you're sitting anywhere after, depending what stadium, I'm going to go ahead and, really I'm being generous by giving you this. If you're anywhere past level 200, you up in the sky. You up there with the gods. You up there with the gods. You up there with all of them. All of them. Zeus, whoever you believe in, you up there with them. You up there with them, okay? You know, you up there. You up there in the heavens, okay? You know, you up there with Montez Ford from the heavens, head ass. You up there with Montez. You up there with Montez Ford. Even Montez Ford gonna jump that high. He like, damn, you got me beat. You up there, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, but not, and he likes to be cheap sometimes. He just don't want to, he got the money. Here's the thing. He's got the money. He don't want to spend it sometimes, but he'll sit up there, whatever. Me, everybody know, I'm sitting on the floor. So he's telling y'all it's 100 and 200. That is if you are sitting 200 and above or whatever like that. You know, you might be able to get away, but I'm telling you that WrestleMania, if you're doing, I mean, he's right too, but I'm saying for me, like somebody like me, which I think having me and him on the pod is a good example because he's giving you those upper tier prices. But for me, somebody like me, I'm going to sit 100 level or better. 100 level is my worst seat. And I'm telling you, at 100 and level or better, you're starting at 500, going up into maybe about 3,000, 4,000, 7,000. But you're talking about when you get down with those numbers, you're talking about like the first row, like he was talking about. There's some or like deep down, you know, whatever. Me, I'm usually for WrestleMania, I'm always in the 100 low level riser. So you're looking at about 500 to like 700-800 a night. Like this past year, I did about $1,300-$1,400 total for both nights. A Mania is what I did. And like I said, I drove up there. I drive electric, so I didn't really spend no money. I wasn't buying gas, so I was only charging my car. And then the hotel was whatever. I think I stayed at MGM Grand. Like I'm in Vegas all the time, so I had to think about where I even where I stayed at this time. But MGM Grand. I think I might have spent $600-$700 on the hotel or something like that, because I get there on a Wednesday night before, because I do everything. So I went to the Thursday to go to the Wale Mania. If you don't know what Wale Mania is, it's one of the best kept secrets of WrestleMania weekend. Go check that out, Wale Mania. And then I do whatever else. So on Thursday, Wale Mania, Friday, SmackDown, the whole thing, WrestleMania night one, night two, and whatever other events may be going on, NXT. I get up and go do that as well. So I do all of those things. So now, I mean, that's just what it is. So that's the price range. So our whole point is that you can get to these events for an affordable price. And then when you're talking about like SmackDown or Raw, again, for the 100 or better, you can get into Raw for really much cheaper. Even if you go in the 200s, you can get tickets up there for like 150, 175, 200, like he was talking about. You go down to the 100 levels. I have paid about, you know, 275, 300, 350 for like a low riser level, really close to the ring at a SmackDown or a Raw. I've paid about that. You can get down in the front, down there, but like 700, 800, 900, 1100 front row, a floor for SmackDown or Raw. NXT, even cheaper. I went to an actual NXT show. Matter of fact, it was the NXT takeover.
Yeah,
we did takeover. At takeover, literally, I was like in the second row, and I'm not making this up. I think I paid like $200, $150, maybe $175. I was in the second row. Because the NXT shows are at the smaller arenas and venues that are cheaper anyway. So, you know, things like that, things of that nature. AEW, I was at AEW this year. Those tickets are even more cheaper, 100 level, same thing. TNA show, we did TNA. We got in there for almost nothing. I think it was like, like $100 per ticket, 75 or something like that. And that was at the, that was the last NXT, I mean, TNA pay-per-view that was in Vegas that weekend. I've got the name of it. But we did that. And I went to a regular TNA Impact taping here the following weekend or something like that, where I paid like $50 to get in and I could sit anywhere I wanted. It was that small a venue. So it's all type of different circumstances, depending on what show it is, where the venue is, how big the venue is, all those type of things. Obviously, what market you're in. The market you're in also affects the pricing. And TKO has to match those prices. It's a business. At the end of the day, it's a business that has to make a profit. That's just what it is. But we're not going to hammer too much more into that. But, I mean, yeah, you guys, a lot of you guys, some of you guys ain't even real fans. A lot of you don't even go to shows at all. Or you haven't been to a show in, like, years, and you're talking out the side of your ass based off of articles that are being posted. Some of you are stupid enough to allow influencers and social media, you believe anything you read instead of doing actual research on what's actually going on. And some of you are just natural TKO haters, man, Triple H haters. A lot of you, you got some so-called pro AEW guys. They'll take every chance they get to try to knock down the company or make them look bad. But yeah, we're pressed on time here. I got to get out of here, guys. That's going to be the end of the pod tonight. Thank you for listening on Spotify. Thanks for watching here on YouTube. And we'll get back at you guys next time. I'm out of here. Jules, let people know. You're on. Tell them goodbye, man. What happened? Did you freeze up?
No.
Yeah, tell everybody we're out of here, man. Yeah, I don't know. Look, he's like me. He's still baffled at y'all's foolishness. He was speechless. He's speechless. All right, so you guys have a good one, and we're out of here. Till the next time, this has been Not Just a Wrestling Podcast. I'm out. Let me log in to my computer.
That would be a first year.
Yeah, for sure.